This is Guys and Food, episode 28. Welcome to Guys and Food. It's your man cave where we talk about food and drink instead of sports and cars. You don't have to be a gourmet or a fancy chef, just a normal, average, everyday Joe who loves to make things to eat and drink. My name's Gabe DeMayo, and in every show, we're going to give you recipes, tips, and tools that you can use for your kitchen from guys just like you. So if your preferred power tool is an immersion blender, we're here for you. It's Guys and Food. Well, we have a very interesting food guy on the show today, which reminds me, before we start, if you know of an interesting food guy, a guy who would be a great guest for Guys and Food, how about letting me know? Go to guysandfood.com and find the link, Be a Guest on the Podcast. Or you can find the link in the show notes for this episode, or you could write me an email at gabe@guysandfood.com. So imagine loving your food so much that you quit your job and make a movie about it. That's what Matt Reynolds did. He made a documentary about finding the best chicken wing called The Great Chicken Wing Hunt. What was once a simple regional food that blue-collar guys enjoyed with a shot and a beer after a day's work at the plant is now an international food phenomenon. On July 29th, there was National Chicken Wing Day here in Buffalo, and it's been celebrated for quite a long time. Coming up on Labor Day weekend, there's the National Buffalo Chicken Wing Festival, which is 2 days of raucous celebration in honor of this very humble chicken wing, which was invented in the Anchor Bar in 1964. So we take our wings very seriously here in Western New York. And even though I was not born here, you don't have to be a native son to feel strongly about chicken wings. You'll recall that in episode 5 of the podcast, my guest was Dan Pashman from The Sporkful. And if you remember that episode, we got into it a little bit about his wacky notions about chicken wings. And during that show, it was he who suggested that I reach out to our guest Matt Reynolds to talk about chicken wings and the movie he made.
I want to believe that there are perfect things in life. If there's the perfect relationship or the perfect song, perfect day, and the perfect wing.
All right.
I think it's out there somewhere, waiting to be found.
Are you married?
Early on, he always liked wings, and it was the hotter, the better.
Buffalo wings, they always make you feel better. If they are good, if they are greasy, they make you feel bad.
When a wing sucks, we shouldn't have to be quiet about it in front of the owner.
We're all just trying to steal our nerves and stomachs.
Your atomic sauce is really atomic.
Everybody is having their ups and downs with eating wings 5, 6, 7 times a day.
This is my breakfast.
That's really not what I signed up for.
That is the hottest of the hot.
I'm under a lot of stress, quit my job to do this, and I haven't slept in months.
If you're gonna call something the world's greatest, something really does have to stand out.
This chef cooked a different type of wing every single night for a year.
I think he's a chicken wing genius.
I found the best wing that I've ever had.
I think it deviates from the original recipe.
That means you can't have anything but Franks and butter.
This seems to be capturing the fancy of America.
Is there any question in your mind that the best wing is in Buffalo?
We know what the data says.
And what are we looking at right now?
The team is deadlocked.
It ain't like we gotta debate the sheet.
This is the moment. We've done this trip. We have to just hash it out.
Wings have gotten so big now, it's easy to forget that even like 20 years ago, they were really a regional food. Like when I went to school in the late 90s, a lot of my friends from even like Long Island, like they had wings, but they had only had them maybe a few times and they weren't that familiar with them. And like the whole culture of the wing, it didn't really exist in a lot of places outside of upstate New York. When I went to school, I would make wings for my friends, and it became this whole thing where, you know, a few times a year I'd get out the deep fryer and I would make my own sauce. And I would also do this in Europe. I moved to Europe after college and lived there for the better part of 5 years. These parties just became really big. You can see it in the movie. Big, kind of boisterous, wild affairs. And at one of these parties, these Slavic people, they were Slovaks and Poles and Czechs. At one of these parties, it was a mix of nations, there was this idea, it was kind of this drunken 2 in the morning idea that, hey, why don't a bunch of us go back to the U.S. and you can show us some of the best places in New York State to eat wings. We were like, you know, everyone thought it was a great idea. The interesting thing is, the next day, some of us still thought it was a good idea. And slowly over time, it just kind of evolved into, why don't we make it a quest to find the best wing? Oh, and why don't we film it and make a documentary about it?
Soon the project took on a life of his own, and Reynolds, who had absolutely no movie-making experience, left his job at Reuters in Slovakia to make this movie. He says that if he knew all that went into making a movie, he might not have done it. The first step was contacting all the media in the towns and cities in the state that he and his team were going to. My guess is that if you're living in modern America, you probably have a few places in your town that offers you chicken wings in one way, shape, or form. I assure you, if you live in upstate New York, that number increases exponentially, which means it becomes really problematic in trying to figure out which places you're going to go visit if you're trying to figure out where the best wings are. Reynolds describes how he figured out which wing places to choose.
One of the things that people kind of criticize us for, which is valid, is that we narrowed down the search to the Northeast United States and principally New York State, just because we couldn't cover the whole world and not even the whole country. And we figured this was the region it was from, that the best wings would probably be here, and we wanted to kind of get into the history of wings too, so we could do that along the way. We had local organizers in every place we went to. Sometimes they appear in the movie, sometimes they don't, but we generally would find like a wing fanatic who wanted to be involved somehow with the trip, and then we would mostly be in their hands. It would be up to them to find the best places in the area. And sometimes there are places that were famous even to us, even if we weren't from the area. I knew Rochester and Syracuse pretty well. Buffalo stops were kind of obvious. Although, looking back, I wish we had gone to some more mom-and-pop kind of places in Buffalo.
All told, as part of the Great Chicken Wing Hunt, Reynolds and his team visited 72, that's right, 72, bars and restaurants in New York, neighboring states, and Canada. And one of the things he had to do was convince the places that he went to give them free wings. And it wasn't any old wing.
Well, we were looking for a buffalo wing as opposed to what we called novelty wings. But buffalo wing traditionally is cut in half with the skinny tip part discarded, not breaded, deep fried, coated in a pepper vinegar sauce, and served with celery and blue cheese. That's kind of the basic definition of a buffalo wing. One of the things we run into in the film is, and on the trip, was where's the boundary, you know, what if people start getting creative with the sauce, and where's the boundary between buffalo and novelty? It would be very boring if everyone in the world just used Frank's and butter to make buffalo wings.
Now that's a very specific list, but it's what the restaurants did with those ingredients that separated them.
I can go through some of the more subtle ways to improve a wing, but I think the big thing, and this is not like only my theory, this is like well known in the wing world, is the sauce really controls the flavor. So you could ruin a wing by not frying it correctly or using bad meat, but to elevate a wing to the next level, you really have to be doing something with the sauce. Now, most people, when they make buffalo wings, it's Frank's and butter. There is actually, now I'm not paid by Frank's, but there is actually a difference between Frank's and generic cayenne pepper sauces, because Frank's grows a proprietary pepper. So none of the generics will taste exactly like Frank's. So there is a difference. Frank's and butter is the basic recipe, but you can add a lot of stuff to it. Like my recipe, which I've competed in some competitions with, I use a lot of garlic. I saute a lot of garlic in the butter, the quantity of butter that I would normally use for my wing sauce. And then I add Frank's, and then I add like 5 or 6 different varieties of peppers, add a little bit of mustard, a little bit of honey. Neither of those last two ingredients do you really taste. It's just to add a little bit more dimension. And you get a sauce that just has a lot more flavor, has a lot more to it. I get the sense this is not true in Buffalo, but in Rochester and Syracuse when I was growing up, it was like every bar and pizza place had the big fat dude in the back with a big pot of sauce and had his own recipe. And you would get these, you know, really, really interesting, you know, it was mostly kind of thing I just described with my recipe, you know, but every place was a little different. Really great, just really interesting. I mean, they were buffalo sauces, but just there's more to them.
For the judging, Reynolds was responsible for getting everyone from point A to point B. But remember, this is not just a hunt for the best chicken wing that's going on. He's also making a documentary film about the hunt for the best chicken wing. And that came with its own separate challenges.
We shot 210 hours of footage or something like that. So if you imagine, like, you know, you have 40 hours in a normal work week, that is 6 weeks-ish just to watch the footage. But you're not just watching it, you're marking it, you're trying to organize it. So it's like 2 to 3 months just to look at it. And then you start trying to piece a story together. And then editing is a lot of trial and error. The editing of this film was especially difficult because we would oftentimes have something that was really interesting and then the camera would stop and start shooting something else. Or the Slovaks would be filming something and they didn't speak English very well and they wouldn't realize that what they were filming was interesting and they would stop abruptly and turn to something else. So there was kind of like every challenge you could think of. But a documentary like this really is like, if you could imagine, like, I'm trying to think of a good metaphor. Like if you just walked into a room where there were like 10,000 little pieces of stained glass and you tried to do something with it. It's just like a lot of trial and error, a lot of like, oh, maybe this would be a good scene to start the movie with. Let's try it. It works okay. Maybe we'll put it somewhere else. All right, let me move on to doing the last scene in the movie. Okay, this was working good. Well, in order for this to make sense, there has to be a scene in the middle of the movie that explains what a novelty wing is. Oh, okay, let's build that.
Which place was honored with having the best chicken wing? Well, I'm not going to spoil it for you. I want you to watch The Great Chicken Wing Hunt to find out. And you can watch it on Amazon Prime Video. You can watch it on iTunes and YouTube Movies. Matt Reynolds is the force behind The Great Chicken Wing Hunt, and he parlayed his work on this film into a career. Currently, he works as a film editor in New York City and is considered a go-to authority on chicken wings. You can find more information and links on the website at guysinfood.com, including a really good recipe for something called really good oven-fried buffalo wings from Kenji Lopez-Alt over at Serious Seats. There's also a link to learn about his methodology on achieving wing greatness there. Again, that's guysinfood.com. While you're there, the Guys in Food newsletter is something you can sign up for. That's where you get delicious recipes and hints. We're happy to send that your way, but please, you have to sign up for the newsletter. And if you really enjoy Guys in Food, it would mean a lot if you could tell your friends or neighbors about it. Just pass them along a link. Send it an email or however you want to do it. Just spread the word. Let everybody know about Guys in Food. Remember, you can subscribe to the Guys in Food podcast in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. We're on Facebook and we're on Twitter, too. Thanks for listening to the Guys in Food podcast. Don't forget to watch The Great Chicken Wing Hunt. You'll be glad you did. Also, the National Buffalo Chicken Wing Festival is in Buffalo on Labor Day weekend. Come on down to Buffalo. It's really a fun city. I'm Gabe DeMayo. Thanks for listening.